亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家主内平安。今天我们也非常的高兴有 Michael Chan 弟兄在我们当中他要传讲神的话语。Michael 弟兄呢他是教会的执事他也非常忠心的服侍。五年前他在神学院里面已经有毕业，所以在这个教会的 EB 里我常常能够跟他一起能够共事，能够一起能够做主的工所以那非常高兴今天有 Michael Chan 在这里传讲神的信息一凡弟兄是翻译，我们一起低头祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，主啊，你的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。主，你的话语能够照亮我们生命当中的隐情，你的话语能够纠正我们生命当中一切的不义一切的罪孽过犯，并且能够帮助我们的生命成熟长进。今天你的仆人 Michael 弟兄在这里传讲你信息的时候，你恩膏他，主，你让他带着大能来传讲你的信息，你也赐给一凡弟兄聪明智慧，能够非常的清楚明白的来翻译。我们更是求主你赐给弟兄姊妹，赐给慕道的朋友，大家有谦卑受教的心，能够领受你的话语，使你的话语如同那好种栽种在好土里面。主，我们就存着诚实善良的心，使这些话语能够在我们的里面生根发芽开花结果，使一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。愿主你大大的来施恩赐福我们每一位。感谢祷告奉耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿们。
Good morning. I want to thank Pastor Daniel for inviting me and thank you, Yifan, for translating today.
弟兄姐妹早上好，感谢叶牧师邀请我来讲道。
It's a joy to work with them outside the Mandarin congregation.
在国语堂之外是非常喜乐能够跟叶牧师一起同工。
And it's an honor to serve with them today inside the Mandarin congregation and to worship with you today.
今天能跟国语部的弟兄姐妹一起来崇拜，一起来分享信息，也是我的一个荣耀。
Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 4.
请弟兄姐妹打开圣经到哥林多前书第四章。
We're going to be in 1 Corinthians 4 verses 6 through 7.
我们今天的经文是《哥林多前书》第四章第六到第七节。
God is speaking to us today in this word.
神今天在今天的经文当中向我们说话。
Here's what he says through Paul in 1 Corinthians 4, 6 through 7.
接下来是神向使徒保罗所要说的话。
I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written.That none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
哥林多前书第四章第六节到第七节，弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Let's pray now as we begin.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起祷告。
God, please open our hearts and our minds to your word today.
神啊，请求你打开我们的心，让我们能够听你说话。
Guide my words and humble our pride so we can boast in you alone today.
主啊，能够请求你带领我，让我能够在你的面前谦卑。
In Christ's name,
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen. My wife Ivy and I, we've been married for almost 9 months now.
我的太太 Ivy 和我已经结婚将近九个月了。
And in our brief marriage, my wife has learned that I love milk.
在我们短暂的结婚的九个月中，我太太发现我很喜欢喝牛奶。
And the thing about milk is, when you keep it in the right place in the refrigerator, it'sDelicious. It stays fresh. It's refreshing.
牛奶呢？如果你把它放在冰箱里的时候，就是冰镇的，很好喝，也非常的保值。
But if you keep it in the wrong place, like on the counter or in the hot garage, then it can spoil and it gets disgusting.
但是如果你不把它放在冰箱里，放在餐桌上或者是在那个车库里的时候，它就会坏掉，变得非常的难喝。
God's gifts are kind of like that. When you keep them in the right place in your heart, you're grateful.
神的恩赐也像牛奶一样，当你把它放在你心中正确的位置的时候，你会感到感恩。
But if you keep them in the wrong place in your heart long enough, they can spoil.
但是如果这些恩赐在你的心中的位置不对的话，他们就会变质。
Your gratitude becomes pride. It becomes kind of disgusting.
你的感恩就会变成骄傲，会变得令人厌恶。
So you gotta keep the milk in the fridge.
所以弟兄姐妹们要小心，别让恩赐变质，要把冰牛奶放在冰箱里。
I'll tell you a story of when I didn't keep the milk in the fridge.
我想要分享一个简单的故事。
A few weeks ago, Ivy and I were having dinner with some old friends.
几周前，我太太和我和一些老朋友一起吃饭。
One married couple shared about some problems that they had had in their marriage.
一对夫妇向我们分享在他们的婚姻当中所出现的挑战。
And then another friend shared problems that she had in her dating relationship.
另外一个朋友也分享了在他的恋爱当中的一些困难。
It was great to see our friends.
看到朋友当然很高兴。
But I confessed something to Ivy that night.
但是那天晚上，我向我的太太 Ivy 认罪。
And I'll confess it to you too.
我也向弟兄姐妹们分享一下。
When I heard them talk about their problems, I felt myself getting proud inside.
当我在听到我的朋友们分享他们婚姻和感情的问题的时候，我的内心开始变得骄傲。
I wanted to boast.
我想要自夸。
I wanted to say, we're so much better than them. Our relationship is so good, so sweet. They're not as good as us.
我想要说，比起我的朋友们，我跟我太太的关系简直是太好了，超过他们太多了。
But then I know, well, number one, we're really, really new to marriage. There's not much to boast about here.
然而后来我想到，我们结婚仅仅九个月，真的是没有什么好自夸的。
But also, this passage came to mind.What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
并且今天的经文在我的脑中回荡。保罗说：“你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？”
My marriage really is good. Our relationship is sweeter than ever. But what do I have that I did not receive?
我和我太太的婚姻是非常美好的，也是非常甜美的。但是我所领受的有什么不是神赐的呢？
I wanted to boast like we should get the credit, like this wasn't a gift from God, like I didn't receive it from God, like the sweetness is because we're such good people.
我想要夸耀我们的婚姻，就像我们的婚姻是我们自己创造的，而不是神赐予的一样，就像我们自己是多么的好，能够让我们的婚姻变得多么甜美一样。
But this passage reminds me that ultimately, I don't have this sweet marriage because I was righteous or wise.
但是今天的这个经文提醒我，到最终，我的甜美的婚姻不是因为我有多么的公义或者多么的聪慧。
It's just because God has given this to me as a gift. My sweet marriage isn't from me; it's a gift from God.
我的甜美的婚姻之所以这么甜美，是神的恩赐。
But for a moment.I kept this gift in the wrong place in my heart.
但是有一个瞬间，我把神的恩赐放在了我心中错误的位置。
I spoiled it. Instead of being just grateful for it, I became proud of it.
我让这个恩赐变了质，与其感到感恩，我变得因这个甜美的婚姻而感到骄傲。
And 1 Corinthians 4 is what I need to remind me to keep the milk in the fridge.
今天的经文《哥林多前书》第四章就是我所需要的，提醒我不要让神的恩赐轻易变质的经文。
And it's what the Corinthians needed too.
这也是当时哥林多教会的信徒所需要听到的。
Paul keeps telling them, "Don't boast over whom you follow, like I follow Paul or I follow Apollos."
保罗提醒哥林多教会的信徒不要夸耀你所跟随的人，无论是保罗或是亚波罗。
They were boasting over this and fighting each other over this.
当时哥林多教会的信徒因他们所跟随的使徒而自夸。
So this is what Paul points them to. This is what they needed.
所以当时保罗就说今天我所分享的经文来提醒他们。
And maybe this is what you need too.
或许这也是你所需要听到的经文。
Is your heart like mine?
你的心像我的心一样吗？
Do you feel the temptation to boast too?
你也会偶尔想要自夸吗？
Maybe you have a good marriage or good kids or you have a good savings from a good job. You have good ministry skills and a good ministry.
或许你的婚姻非常的甜美，或许你的孩子非常的听话，或许你的工作非常的稳定，又或许你在教会的服事非常的受神祝福。
And maybe there are moments you feel this gratitude spoiling into pride.
或许你也会有这样的时候，让你心中的感恩慢慢变质，成为了骄傲。
Maybe your heart is tempted to look at these things and say, "Praise me, not praise God."
也许你的心也会受到试探，会想要归功于自己，而不是归功于神。
God is speaking to boastful people like me today.
今天神向所有容易骄傲的人说话，包括我自己。
In this passage, we'll see three things that Paul and Apollos teach us about boasting, about keeping the milk in the fridge.
在今天要分享的经文当中，我们看到三点是保罗要提醒我们关于怎样不要轻易让恩赐变质。
First, leaders, don't boast in yourselves.
第一点，领袖们不要轻易的自夸。
Second, followers, don't boast in yourselves.
第二点，门徒也就是跟随神的人，切莫自夸。
And finally, everybody, don't boast in yourselves.
最后，所有人，弟兄姐妹们，我们不要因自己而自夸。
So let's look at the first one.
我们先看到第一点。
First, Paul says, leaders, don't boast in yourselves.
保罗说，领袖们不要自夸。
Verse 6, I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos.
第六节说到，弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事情转比自己和亚波罗。
What's he talking about when he says all these things?
在保罗说到这些事的时候，他说的是什么事呢？
The people have been boasting, saying, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos. So in chapter 3, he's been saying that they've been focusing too much on Paul and Apollos instead of God.
我们看到在当时哥林多的教会的信徒呢，他们因着他们所跟随的保罗或者是亚波罗而自夸。
Let's look there in chapter 3.
我们翻到哥林多前书第三章。
He refocuses them on God, not Paul and Apollos.
保罗在当时把哥林多教会的信徒的这个焦点转回到神的身上，而不是使徒保罗或者亚波罗身上。
And he gives at least three reasons.
他给了三个原因。
First, they're servants, not the master.
第一个原因是他们只是仆人，而不是主人。
Second, they're gardeners, not the grower.
第二点，他们只是浇灌和撒种的人，并不是让万物生长的。
And third, they're teammates, not competitors.
第三点，他们是同一个队伍里面的，而不是互相竞争的。
We'll see this. First, they're servants, not the master.
第一点，他们是仆人，而不是主人。
Verse 5.
我们看到第五节。
What then is Apollos?What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each.
第三章第五节说到，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的。
Apollos isn't the master. He's just a servant.
亚波罗并不是主人，他只是一个仆人，服侍神的。
Paul isn't the master. He's just a servant.
保罗也是一样。
But the Lord is the master. He's the one who assigns them their servant tasks.
唯有主才是真正的主人，是他吩咐给所有的仆人要做什么。
They're just servants, not the master.
其他的人，门徒就仅仅只是仆人而已。
Second, they're gardeners, not the grower.
第二点，他们仅仅是浇灌和撒种的，并不是让万物生长的。
Verse 6.
我们看到第六节。
I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth.
哥林多前书第三章第六节说到，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
Paul and Apollos, they worked, but they're not that important.
保罗和亚波罗他们做工，但是他们并没有那么重要。
God is the one who's making everything grow.
神才是那使万物生长的。
They're just gardeners, not the grower.
保罗和亚波罗仅仅只是浇灌和撒种而已。
Third, they're teammates, not competitors.
他们是同一个队伍里面的，并不是互相竞争的。
Verse 8. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor.
第三章第八节说到，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但那将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
Paul and Apollos, they're not on opposite teams, they're on the same team.
保罗和亚波罗他们不是对立的，而是同一队的。
They're not competing against each other, they're working together.
他们不是在互相竞争，而是在一同同工的。
They're teammates, not competitors.
他们是队友，而不是对立的。
On a side note, I'm so thankful that Pastor Daniel and Pastor Trainway, they live this out.
我为聂牧师和川外牧师感到非常的感恩，他们互相尊敬。
It's obvious how much they like each other, and they know that they're working together, not against each other.
他们互相尊敬，互相欣赏，一起同工。
That encourages me so much, and it should really encourage you too.
我因此而感到非常的受到鼓励，弟兄姐妹们也因此应该受到鼓励。
So people are boasting about these leaders, Paul and Apollos, but Paul and Apollos, they don't boast in themselves.
所以我们看到当时哥林多教会的信徒，他们因着自己所跟随的门徒而自夸，但是门徒保罗和亚波罗并没有因此而自夸。
They know that they're just servants, they're just gardeners, they're teammates.
他们知道他们只仅仅是仆人，他们仅仅是浇灌和撒种的，他们也是同一个队伍里面的。
They don't boast in themselves, they boast in Christ.
保罗和亚波罗不自夸，他们因着主而夸口。
How do you live this out?
你是怎么将这个活出来的呢？
If you're in some kind of leadership, doesn't it feel good when people thank you?
如果你是一个领袖的话，在别人称赞你的时候，会不会感觉很好呢？
And it's good for people to be thankful.
身边的人对你的贡献而感到感恩是一件好事。
If someone says thank you, then don't rebuke them. It's okay to say you're welcome. Please be nice.
如果有人向你表示感恩，跟你说谢谢，不需要来这个批评他们，不要对他们说撒旦远离我，可以说不客气。
But for your own heart, are you boasting in God or are you boasting in yourself?
但是在你的心中，你是自己因自己的努力所自夸，还是因主夸口呢？
And for the hearts of the people you lead, do you want them more devoted to you or more devoted to God?
对于那些你所带领的人，你希望他们的心能够更加的靠近主，还是更加靠近你呢？
Are they dependent on your word or on God's word?
你希望他们更加信靠神的话语，还是你的话语呢？
In the world, being a leader often means that you can boast in yourself.
在我们所生活的社会当中，成为一个领袖，代表你可以靠着自己而夸口。
You're getting more responsibilities, more power, more recognition, more money.
你在社会当中不断地有更多的责任、权力，受到认可，积累更多的财富。
And you want to boast in that.
你想要因这些而自夸。
But Paul and Apollos, they don't do that.
但是保罗和亚波罗并不这样做。
Because for the Christian, leadership isn't about pointing to yourself. It's about pointing to God.
因为对于基督徒来说，作为一个领袖，并不是要指向自己，而是要指向主耶稣，指向神。
It's not about serving yourself. It's about serving God and others.
作为一个领袖，并不是要服侍自己，而是要彼此服侍，服侍神。
And that's because this is what Jesus did.He didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这也是耶稣做的。耶稣来到这个世界上不是要受人服侍，而是要服侍人，并且要舍命做众人的赎价。
On the cross, Jesus took the punishment that we deserve for our pride, for boasting in ourselves, for not boasting in him above all things.
在十架上，耶稣承担了我们因着骄傲的自夸而应当受的惩罚。
And he rose again. So now if you trust in him, if you make your boast in him, he will forgive your pride.
并且耶稣死而复生，让一切信他的能够因着耶稣而夸口，能够得到宽恕。
He'll help you to boast in him even more.
他会帮助你能够更加的信靠主，因着主而夸口。
Won't you trust in him today? Won't you boast in him today?
今天你会不会信靠主，因着主而夸口呢？
So, leaders,Don't boast in yourselves, but also followers, don't boast in yourselves.
所以领袖们，跟随的人们，不要自夸。
Let's look back at chapter 4, verse 6.
我们继续看到哥林多前书第四章第六节。
I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers. Why? That you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another.
哥林多前书第四章第六节说道：弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，为什么呢？叫你们效法我，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
Why does Paul talk about himself and Apollos? It's not for him and Apollos. It's for the Corinthians, so they don't boast in themselves.
为什么保罗要谈论自己和亚波罗呢？这并不是为了自己，而是为了哥林多的信徒，能够让他们不要自夸。
In verse 6, Paul says that they shouldn't go beyond what is written. What does that mean?
第六节，保罗说到，叫你们效法我，不可过于圣经所记。什么叫圣经所记呢？
Whatever else in the New Testament, Paul uses this Greek word for written, he's quoting or referring to the Old Testament.
每当在新约当中我们看到保罗说圣经所记的时候，他都是在引用旧约的经文。
For example, earlier in 1 Corinthians 1:31, he says, So that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
比如说之前保罗在哥林多前书第一章三十一节说到，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
The scripture that he's quoting, Jeremiah 9:24, it says, Don't boast in yourself, boast in the Lord.
保罗在这边引用的是旧约耶利米书九章二十四节，耶利米书当中说到，不要因自己而夸口，而因主夸口。
So when Paul says that they shouldn't go beyond what is written, he's saying, don't go beyond what is written in the Old Testament. Don't go beyond boasting in the Lord.
所以当保罗说到，不可过于圣经所记的时候，他的意思是不可过于旧约所记载的，要靠着主而夸口。
Don't boast in yourself, boast only in the Lord.
保罗说不要自夸，只因着主而夸口。
Continuing in verse 6, Paul says that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. What's this look like?
我们继续看到第六节说到，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个，这样的生活是什么样的呢？
A few years ago in Ohio, there was an international soccer game, and two teams were playing each other.
几年前在俄亥俄州有一个国际的足球比赛，有两支队伍互相竞争。
They took a break at halftime, and then the two groups of fans started fighting each other.
在中场休息的时候呢，两个队的粉丝球迷开始打架。
Over 130 people got into this fight.
130个人聚众斗殴。
These fans weren't even playing the game, but they identified with these teams so much.
虽然这些球迷并没有在球场上踢球，但是他们非常忠于他们所喜欢的球队。
They were being puffed up for one team.
他们因着他们所喜欢的球队而变得很自大。
They had jealousy for the other team.
也很嫉妒他们所踢的对方队。
They had strife, fighting each other.
他们因着内心的精进而互相的斗殴。
That's kind of like the situation earlier in this book.
就像是我们今天所看到的哥林多教会的情况一样。
In chapter 3, Paul said that there are Paul fans and Apollos fans.
在第三章当中，保罗说，在哥林多当时的教会呢，有那些保罗的跟随者，他们的粉丝，或者是亚波罗的跟随者。
They had jealousy and strife.
他们的心中有嫉妒和自大、骄傲。
Let's look at chapter 3, verses 3 and 4.
我们看到第三章第三节和第四节。
For a while there is jealousy and strife among you. Are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul,And another, I follow Apollos. Are you not being merely human?
哥林多前书第三章第三节到第四节，你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
They had jealousy and strife.
在他们的心中有嫉妒和纷争。
And in chapter 4, verse 6, he says that he doesn't want them to be puffed up in favor of one against another.
在第四章第六节，保罗又说到，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
The people were taking these good things, Paul and Apollos and their teaching, and they were misusing them, twisting them.
当时的信徒，哥林多教会的信徒，在滥用和扭曲保罗和亚波罗所教导的这些好的话语。
Instead of just taking their teaching and being thankful for them and growing from them, they were being puffed up.
当时的信徒并没有因着保罗和亚波罗的教导而变得更加的感恩，而是变得更加的自高自大。
They were using their teachers to feel superior to each other.
他们因着自己听到了保罗或者是亚波罗的教导而觉得自己很厉害，很高大。
They had jealousy and strife.
他们的心中有嫉妒和纷争。
They had strife. Like, my teacher is better than yours.
他们心中可能想，我的老师比你的老师更强。
They had jealousy, like, I wish my teacher were better than yours.
他们的心中也有嫉妒，我希望我的老师比你的更加有知识。
And they weren't keeping the milk in the fridge.
他们没有把牛奶放在冰箱里，没有来看到自己的这个恩赐已经变质了。
Their gratitude was spoiling into pride.
他们心中本来应该感到的感恩，慢慢变质成为了骄傲。
You know, I did this too.
我也曾经这样过。
In college, I grew a lot.
在大学当中，我学了很多的知识。
I learned a lot more about the Bible and God and theology.
我在圣经的话语当中加深了对神的了解。
I started following certain teachers. I learned a lot from them.
我开始跟随一些的牧师，也从他们当中学到了很多。
It was great. I became wiser and more discerning.
对我来说非常的棒，因为我变得更加的有智慧，更加能够分辨是非。
But I also became prouder.
但是我的内心也变得更加的骄傲。
I became quicker to find problems with everybody else, maybe so that I could feel better about myself.
我开始变得更加会更快地找到我的朋友的过错，也许是因为我能够觉得自己更加的厉害。
I felt like I was better than others because I followed certain pastors.
我觉得我比别人强，因为我听一些牧师的教导。
I had needed God's help to grow in my knowledge, but I also needed God's help to grow in my humility.
我当时需要神的帮助来增加我对于神的了解和知识，但是我更需要的是神的帮助来让我变得更加的谦卑。
And maybe you can relate to me.
也许你也能够从当中得到共鸣。
Maybe you felt some pride, like, Pastor Daniel is so good, we're so much better than all those other churches.
或许你的心中觉得叶牧师是这么的棒，我们教会比其他教会好多了。
Or maybe you love to look down on others who don't know the Bible as well as you do.
或许可能你看不起那些对于圣经的知识没有你那么多的人。
It's wonderful that we have good pastors like Pastor Daniel.
我们当中有像叶牧师这样的好牧师，应当感到感恩。
But do you look down on others when you see your pastors doing well? Do you say, we're so much better than them?
但是当你看到你的教会的牧师得胜的时候，你会不会因此而看扁其他的教会呢？
Or do you look down on others when you see other pastors doing poorly? Do you say, they're so much worse than us?
或者当你觉得其他的教会的牧师软弱的时候，你会不会心中窃窃自喜，觉得他们是这么的不行呢？
If so, your gratitude is spoiling into pride.
如果你有这样的感觉的话，说明你内心的感恩慢慢变质成为了骄傲。
Save your heart from becoming hard and disgusting. Keep the milk in the fridge.
弟兄姐妹们，保守你的心，让你的心中的感恩不要轻易的变质成为骄傲。
So first, Paul has been saying, leaders don't boast in yourselves, followers don't boast in yourselves. And finally, he backs up and says, everyone, don't boast in yourselves.
所以保罗不光是对领袖和跟随者说切莫自夸，他也想让所有的人都知道不要轻易的自夸。
Verse 7, for who sees anything different in you?What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
第四章第七节说到，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
He asks three questions.
保罗在这里问了三个问题。
First, he asks, who sees anything different in you? And another translation says it like this, who makes you so superior?
保罗的第一个问题是，有谁让你比别人更强呢？
And the answer is nobody. Despite all my learning, all my talents, I'm just a sinner saved by grace alone, like the next guy.
答案是，无论你觉得自己有多么的强，你也不过只是一个罪人，就像你身边的人一样。
Second, he asks, what do you have that you did not receive?
第二个问题，保罗问，你有什么不是领受的呢？
And the answer is,Nothing. My pastors, my Bible knowledge, my skills, that's all from God. What do I have that I did not receive?
答案是没有任何我所领受的不是神给的，无论是我的关于圣经的知识还是我的能力，一切都是从神而来的。
Third, he asks, if then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
最后保罗问，若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
The answer is, I don't have a good answer.
我也没有一个好的答案。
But our hearts tend to want to boast in ourselves, like these things were from ourselves, like we could take credit for them.
但是我知道我们的心通常喜欢自夸，就像是我们很喜欢因着自己，就觉得这些事情你的成就都是我们自己所得到的。
What are you tempted to boast in?
你会自夸吗？你会因为什么自夸呢？
Do you boast in your pastors, your Bible knowledge?
你会因着你的牧师或者你对圣经的知识的了解 而夸耀吗？
Those are precious gifts, but what do you have that you did not receive?
对于圣经的知识的了解是一个好的恩赐，但是你有什么不是领受的呢？
Do you boast in being a Christian?
你会因着自己是基督徒而自夸吗？
That's great that you have faith in Jesus, but 1 Corinthians 1:30 says that even your faith is from God, because of him you are in Christ Jesus. What do you have that you did not receive?
信靠神自然是一件好事，但是第一章第三十节说到，但你们得在耶稣基督里是本乎神，你有什么领是不是从神而领受的呢？
Do you boast in your good works?
弟兄姐妹们，你会因你的行为而自夸吗？
Philippians 2:13 says, it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. What do you have that you did not receive?
腓立比书第二章十三节说到，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意，有什么不是从神而领受的呢？
Do you boast in your spouse?
你会因着你的先生或者是太太而自夸吗？
Proverbs 19:14 says, a prudent wife is from the Lord. What do you have that you did not receive?
箴言第十九章十四节说到，唯有贤惠的妻是耶和华所赐的，你有什么不是神所赐的呢？
Do you boast in your children?
你会因着你的孩子而自夸吗？
Psalm 127:3 says, children are a gift of the Lord. What do you have that you did not receive?
诗篇一百二十七篇第三节说到，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，你有什么得到的不是神所赐的呢？
Do you boast in your good house, your good job, your retirement package?
你是不是因为你有一栋好的房子，一个稳定的工作，或者是一个好的退休金而自夸呢？
Well, you might think, well, with that, I went to school for a long time. I worked really hard for that. I was pretty frugal in spending money.
你可能会想，哦，我去了一个好的学校，我很努力的学习，并且我很节俭。
But Deuteronomy 8:17 and 18 says, when you're surrounded by your good house, your good money, your good food, then beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. Yes, you worked hard, but even this is from God. What do you have that you did not receive?
但是《申命记》第八章第十七节到第十八节提醒我们说，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。弟兄姐妹们，你有什么所得的不是神所赐的呢？
What can you boast in that comes from you and not God?
你有什么是可以因着你自己所得 而自夸的呢？有什么不是从神而来的呢？
Nothing.
没有任何事情。
So why are you so boastful? Why am I so boastful?
所以为什么你还要自夸？为什么我还要自夸呢？
And to boastful people like me, God has given this gift.
对于像我一样骄傲的人，神赐下了这样的恩赐。
To see that leaders shouldn't boast in themselves, followers shouldn't boast in themselves, nobody should boast in themselves.
神让我看到，作为领袖不应当自夸，作为跟随者不应当自夸，没有人可以自夸。
What gifts has God given you? Your pastors, your church, your salvation, your family, your education, your job, your house. All these things are reasons to say, praise God, not praise me.
弟兄姐妹们，神给了你什么恩赐呢？是不是一个好的牧师，一个好的教会，你的救恩，你的家庭，你的教育，你的工作，你的房子，这些东西都是能够让我们而称赞神，而不是自夸的。
What if your heart has become hardened and proud and you think, I'm too old and proud, I can't change?
你的心是不是已经变得刚硬？你是不是觉得我已经太老了，我没有办法改变了呢？
With milk, once it spoils, you can't reverse it.
牛奶一旦变质了，就没有办法再变回新鲜。
But with the human heart,It's different.
但是人心却不是这样。
Our God raised Jesus from the dead.
我们的神让耶稣从死里复生。
Our God turned Paul from a persecutor into a preacher.
我们的神让保罗从迫害别人到成为一个牧师。
And the same God can forgive you.
同样的神也会饶恕你。
He can reverse your heart. He can soften your heart. He can make it fresh and refreshing.
他可以让你的心从刚硬变得柔软，可以让你的心从变质变得新鲜。
This can be his gift to you.
这就是神所赐给你的恩赐。
See how great he is. See how kind he is.
我们的神是伟大的神，是慈爱的神。
Look at him. Call on him.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们定睛仰望神，向神呼求。
Take his gift.
让我们能够向神的恩赐而感到感恩。
And the more you boast in him, the less you'll want to boast in yourself.
当我们能够慢慢的因主夸口的时候，我们也会更少的自夸。
Let's pray.
一起来低头祷告。
Father, we praise you for all the gifts that you have given us. What do we have that we did not receive?
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。我们有什么所领受的不是你所赐的呢？
We especially praise you for giving us Christ, who died to forgive and change arrogant people like us.
主啊，我们感谢你赐下主耶稣为我们的罪而死，让我们不再骄傲。
If any people here haven't turned from their pride and trusted in Christ's blood today, we pray that they would.
主啊，如果在我们当中还有任何人没有能够转眼仰望你、信靠你的话，我们请求你能够帮助他们。
And for all of us, please fill our hearts with praise for him and not from ourselves.
主啊，帮助我们在我们的心中能够充满对神主你的赞美。
Soften our hearts.
主啊，让我们的心变得柔软。
Make them fresh again.
让我们的心变得清洁。
Only Christ's power can do this.
只有主你的力量可以造成我们的清洁的心。
So we pray in his precious name.
我们奉主基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.
Oh. 谢谢 Michael, 弟兄的信息还有一凡弟兄的翻译。那因为我们每一个人都切莫自夸，而是因主而夸口，将一些赞美献给他。我们一起来唱这首《主，我献上生命给你》。
将自己完全献上，毫无保留放在你的脚前，所有的悔恨，一切的称赞，无论苦与乐，都交托给你。我将自己完全献上，毫无保留放在你的脚前，所有的悔恨，一切的称赞，无论苦与乐，都交托给你。主，我献上生命给你，用我一切精力来荣耀你生命。主，我献上一生给你，愿我赞美神奇，能成为馨香火祭。我献上生命给你。过去的事，将来的事，还有那没有实现的梦想，我所有希望 我所有计划，全人和全心都交托给你。主，我献上生命给你，用我一切精力来荣耀你生命。主，我献上一生给你，愿我赞美神奇能成为馨香火祭。我献上生命给你。
弟兄姊妹，请我们起立一起唱。
主，我献上生命给你，用我一切精力来荣耀你生命。主，我献上一生给你，愿我赞美神奇能成为馨香火祭。我献上生命，主，我献上生命给你，用我一切精力来荣耀你生命。主，我献上一生给你，愿我赞美神奇能成为馨香火祭。我献上生命给你，我献上生命给你。